Hello, beautiful people. This is Golden Duffy with Live Life Golden, episode 10. We're going to talk about instant manifestation today. We're going to go back to the basics. And the reason why I feel like I need to do this is because I have a lot of new followers, and I think it's always valuable to just go back and remind ourselves how simplistic our abilities are to create. And so when we really break it down, when we break down the science, when we break down the exact steps to manifesting, we can apply that to any area of our life. We can apply that to any experience of our life and create something very cool and something very different maybe than what you've been experiencing up until now. So I want to go back to the basics. I want to talk about frequency. I want to talk about vibration, because those two things are big words that we have not been taught. We have actually, if you have ever read the book Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich, which a lot of my philosophies actually come from, if you have ever read that book, they actually took the word vibration out of that book. And the reason why they did that is they didn't think the masses were ready for that word. I don't know why. Sometimes it's like these conspiracy theories that they're trying to keep us from our awakening. I don't want to believe that. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, okay? I very, very often don't want to go, pretty much ever want to go down any rabbit hole about anything that I don't want to create. So when it comes to vibration, everything is energy. You have a vibration, and your vibrational output is based on your feelings. It's based on your mood. We can all feel when we're in the awareness of energy, like high energy. You know, when you meet somebody and they're super happy and they're really in their joy, they actually help you to feel better. They up-level your experience by by how they're feeling. So our vibration actually has the ability to affect other people's. Now, if you're in a low vibration and you're in a bad mood, then you can feel that too. You can feel the heaviness of that. You can feel that things are not necessarily, like, energy isn't flowing for you because you're stuck in these lower vibrational energies like anger and frustration and depression and all those really heavy energies that don't allow you to feel the goodness, to feel the well-being of who you are. So when it comes to our vibrational output, the very first thing that we have to talk about when we talk about vibration is becoming aware. Because if you don't have awareness about the way you feel, then this conversation, you should just shut this off. Like, if you don't want to become aware of the way you feel or why you're feeling that way, then this conversation is pretty much dead. And I'm not sure why you listen to me, but if you are interested, the first step is awareness. And I always say meditation is the key to any type of awareness because it's going to help you to slow down and create that space between your stimulus and your response. So it's going to create that space that you need to become more aware, to be more reflective, to come from a higher perspective where you can kind of look down on what's going on and recognize why you're feeling the way you're feeling. So ask yourself when you wake up in the morning, like, how am I feeling? And your feelings are always conducted from what your thoughts are focusing upon. So our thoughts evoke the feeling. So when we have a thought first thing in the morning, I'm tired, I don't want to get up, is it Friday yet? You know, all those thoughts are going to create a vibration in you that is of resistance to your day. It's of, you know, drudgery, dreading the day, right? I talked about the snooze button, I think, in my very first show about how I hop out of bed in the first 60 seconds because I'm excited about my day. Like, that's how I greet my day, because I know that that day is going to greet me the same way if I get out and I'm feeling ready to face it, ready and feeling good. And that's mastery, when you can get up and choose your thought and not be wrapped up in what happened yesterday or wrapped up in the to-do list. The mind is really good at giving us reasons to feel overwhelmed by, I have to do this and I have to do this and I can't forget to do this, right? Like, we're always thinking about the next thing, but not necessarily in a way that allows us to pre-pave energy in the ease and flow. So in order to be a deliberate creator, first thing in the morning, we've got to set our intentions. We've got to make our decisions that today is going to be amazing, that we're going to meet this day with the highest vibrational frequency that we can tune into. So vibration is your thoughts, your feelings, your mood, right? It's the energy that you're emitting. It's the energy that you're putting out. Frequency is also that, and frequency has the ability to be tuned into. So when we, you know, begin that process of vibrational creating and becoming aware of our vibration, then we can take it to the radio station and ask ourselves, what station do I want to tune into? How do I want to feel? Do I want to feel peaceful? Do I want to feel mellow? Do I want to feel zen? Do I want to feel a little more amped up? You know, what's the music that's playing on your station? You know, different music can give us different feelings. So what are you tuning into? What is the station that you're tuning into? And it's always based on what your attention is on. What you're focused on in every moment evokes that frequency and evokes that vibration that is going to create for you. So I know I've done this before, but I love to do this over and over and over again because I think it's so valuable to have the visual. And if you're on the podcast, just imagine this in your mind, but the visual of the wave coming out. So as we're thinking, you know, as we're thinking, as we're feeling, as we're believing, these waves are coming out as energy. And then as we continue on that path, as we continue to amp up the feelings, as we continue to work from law of attraction, which is bringing us more and more reasons to feel that way, whether it's good or it's bad, it works in both directions. As we keep amping up that energy by our thought processes, catching another thought like it, another thought like it, soon it will break down into particles and become matter and become physical evidence for us to see where we've been vibrating at. So if a bunch of crap is happening and it's coming at you, you know it's time to tune into another frequency. It's time to stop. And hopefully you have the time to stop, like to hit the pause button, to take some deep breaths, to be a deliberate creator and say, okay, this happened in this moment, but it doesn't mean my whole day needs to go to shit. And that's so powerful when you can do that. There's so much, you know, belief systems around a bad day or a bad month or a bad year. A bad year. I mean, how many people would say that this past year was a bad year, like the worst year ever? For me, it was one of the best. And that's not disrespecting what other people went through. It's just my own personal experience and what I decided to create in the face of a lot of contrast, a ton of contrast. So I know I want to talk about instant manifestation, but it's really important to understand the way that energy works in order to become an instant manifestor, because I've been seeing so many instant manifestations, and I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to get real with you today about some things that I've done that have created really cool experiences and a larger capacity for joy for me that I didn't have before this year. So once the wave comes out, breaks down in particles, becomes matter, and you start to see evidence of it, that's when most people go, oh, okay, all right, it's happening, right? It's like, oh, now I can feel good. Now I can feel relief. Now I can feel. But if you can do that before that process, before you see physical evidence of it, right? Like that's faith. That's having faith. That knowing that you feel that it's happening, that knowing is gold. It's absolute gold, because when you create from knowing, there is no doubt. And that's what instant manifestation actually is. It's when you think about something and you are void of doubt about it. How cool is that? That's why, like, when you barely think of something, boom, it just comes. Like when you're like, oh, that would be cool. And then all of a sudden it happens and you're like, I barely thought about that. And the reason why it comes like that and it comes so easy is because you didn't have any resistance around it. You didn't have any doubt around it. You didn't have like all this energy around it that interrupted the flow of energy so that the universe can co-create with you. I hope that makes sense. I'm actually trying to think of an example. because I've had a lot of things happen that, you know, it's like I would barely think about it and it would happen. And it's like just being in that frequency and that knowing that all things are going well for you will create more reasons to feel that way. And I love that. Okay, I'm gonna take a little sip of water here. Now, if I ever say anything about where I am or what I'm doing, and if you can't see me, I am on YouTube. I forget that I'm podcasted and that people can't see me. And apparently I make some pretty ridiculous faces on YouTube, so that can be funny too. But if I ever say anything, and one thing I forgot last week, I just want to mention, I never put it in the show notes, I don't think, and that was Don Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements. So that was the book I was talking about last week. If you tuned in last week, and if you didn't tune in last week, it was a pretty great show. I really enjoyed the information that was presented, and I think it's super helpful. I think all these shows have been super helpful. I mean, for me, it's reminders for me as well. Okay, here are your steps to instant manifestation. Do I want to share stories first? I'll share stories in the middle of this. So instant manifestation is when you have a thought about something, and we are human beings and we have a mind that likes to process. So most likely if you think about something and you think about wanting something, you're going to have a little back and forth, a little tennis match with your mind. And that's why I keep telling you guys meditation is so important, so you can get mind training and you can go above the mind and create from like infinite intelligence. When we go above the mind, we create with infinite intelligence and we invite in that co-creative partnership with the universe, because we're not in the low minutia with the mind. We're not in the reasons why we can't have what we want. If you ever find yourself in a position where you are giving yourself a lot of excuses and a lot of reasons why you can't follow your dream, you are in the mind. You are not in infinite intelligence, because the mind cannot factor the incredible, miraculous ways that the universe can deliver to you what you're asking for. The mind cannot figure. And there's also this thing called timing, and the universe needs sometimes, well, it doesn't need time to, because the instant manifestation obviously doesn't need time, but there are factors that need to be lined up sometimes. So it's not always our timing, but if something is not manifesting, it's most likely because of something you're energetically putting out, because things like happen like that. I have quantum leaped quite a bit in my life, so I understand how to go from a place over here to here very quickly. And it all has to do with me or you. It all has to do with the energy that we're putting out, the feelings. I mean, this is deep stuff, you guys. The feelings we have about ourselves and what we are worthy of are so necessary to manifesting, that if you're not going within and working on this healing stuff, your manifestation game is going to be very surface, and there's not going to be a lot of energetic output towards what you want to manifest, because underneath, if you don't feel worthy, you're going to be sabotaging it. You're going to be figuring out reasons. Your mind's going to be telling you why you can't do it. And you're not going to have as strong of an energy wave, because you're going to be at split energy, where you're thinking about it and you want it and you're telling yourself why you can't have it. That's split energy, and it has a really hard time coming together. It still will. It still can. It's just harder. And we don't want life to be hard. Whoever told you life was hard was creating a very hard life. Life can be easy. It can be fun. It can be lighthearted. It can be joyful. And you have the ability to create from that belief system. You just have to forget about what happened yesterday and what happened this morning and whatever has been happening that has made you feel less than, that has made you feel like you are not a powerful creator. Whatever has happened in the past, that's in the past. We're creating from right here, right now. Remember I said that. Right here, right now is where all of your creation power begins. It's where your healing journey begins, where you're able to clear out that feeling of unworthiness, clear out that fragmentation, that feeling of not being whole, like you need somebody else or you need something else to fill you up. You know, that's another reason why I feel like people don't step into abundance or don't create, you know, this lifestyle that they want, because they're believing in something that goes against that. So whether they're believing that wealthy people or people that have a lot of things are selfish and not good people, or they're believing that, you know, they've been social programmed that we have to work really hard and life has to be sucky, you know? There's so many of those social programmings because our ancestors worked really hard. Like my grandfather worked so hard, you know, two jobs. He actually had a chicken farm. He had a 10,000 chicken farm. And he had this big plot of land that he had bought. He was working in a factory and he, you know, became an entrepreneur through this chicken farm. And I'm sure that he did other investing things that I don't really know about, but because he had such a big plot of land in Monroe, Connecticut, he was able to sell it for a lot of money and he lived his retirement. I mean, I want to say 20, 30 years, he lived the life of golf and bowling and enjoying himself and going out to eat and never having a worry about money. And I believe that's because my grandfather knew who he was. Like he knew that he was abundant. He knew that he was worthy. He knew how to create from joy. He was a joyful guy. Like my grandfather and I used to have some of the greatest laughs together and just like fun. It was very lighthearted fun with him. He was always joking and just, I never remember my grandfather being heavy except for when my grandmother passed and his daughter passed. Like those were the only times I really ever remember him being down or not being at the top of his joy and appreciation and just loving life for what it is. So if you do that, if you love life and you feel joyful, it doesn't matter where you start from. I mean, he didn't start from, you know, lots of money, but he created a little empire for himself. And I think that's just a really cool example of overcoming odds, overcoming challenges, and coming to this place where life has more of an ease and flow because you're not fighting energy, you're not resisting. So in instant manifestation, when you're looking to create something, you don't have to have a big push towards it. You don't have to have that wave, you know, coming out. You don't have to think about it constantly. You don't have to like work on it all the time. Like when you're doing that, you're actually creating resistance around it. So instant manifestation is being clear about what you want. And it can happen fast. Like you can go from not believing you can have it to believing you can have it in seconds. And I'm going to share some examples of that in seconds and show yourself that that is the way it's going to be. So let me share this story because this is good. This is a little personal and this may make some of you mad. I don't know. But most of you, if you've been following me for a while, know that I've had a mask issue. I don't like wearing the masks. I feel like it goes against my health. I feel like it creates an identity of being sick. And I just have never, ever, ever agreed with it or liked it. Now, some other people may not agree with that, and that's okay, but this is where I'm coming from. So I am healthy, and I want to share with you, and I don't know if I've shared this, I had COVID. Maybe I did share that, I don't know, but it was a cold. It was a bad cold that I had. It actually wasn't even that bad, but it did affect my sinuses, my smelling, and my taste for a while, and that's how I knew I had it. So I've had it. Okay, so I know what it's like. I didn't have the fever. I didn't kill anybody. Like I was responsible about it, which I do appreciate the fact that we have a little bit of an up-leveling on being responsible when we're not feeling well and not spreading it around like crazy. So, you know, maybe that's a benefit. So I go on Friday, Fun Friday. We have Fun Friday every week with my girls, almost every week. Two of my girlfriends, we go shopping, we go to the beach, we have fun, and it's Fun Friday. We just have fun. Whatever we want to do, we go bike riding. And this past Friday, we decided to go shopping in Balboa. And Balboa has, you know, quite a mask policy. Like they have a mask signs all over their stores. And my friend had forgotten her mask. So she said, I forgot my mask. And I said, that's okay. We're not going to wear a mask today. We made a decision. We're not going to wear a mask today. So we went into every single store and we were greeted with love and greeted with, you know, everything was fine. The energy was so good. We weren't fighting anything. If they asked us to put a mask on, we would have. We were very allowing about it. We made a decision and we became allowing about it. That is manifestation. You make a decision and then you allow it to come. You don't have fears that you're going to get yelled at. It doesn't matter. It's just very flowing energy. So that was exhilarating because we've been shopping with masks on and it really, none of us like it. So that was exhilarating to go into these stores and talk and have fun and have cool conversations with the people that work there and not feel judged or anything like that. So we end up going to Laguna, which Laguna also has a pretty tight mask policy. And we make the same decision. We're going into stores. We're going to just not wear a mask. So the first store we go into, the employees are not wearing masks. And I was like, oh. And I was like, I am so happy to see your face. And I realized in that moment, I've never really been that happy to see an employee's face. And so that's a larger capacity for joy, right? So I feel more joy. So we find some cute stuff, which is always an up level, right? Like cute clothes, up level, feeling great. And we go to the next store and the girls are wearing masks in that store and we're just shopping. And this actually is one of my favorite stores. It's called Stitch and Feather. There's a few around and it's absolutely my favorite store. And we're shopping and we're having a good time and we're laughing and the girls are laughing with us and we get dressing rooms and my friends end up having to leave early and I'm in the dressing room and I overhear a conversation between the employees and they're talking about what do we do if people come in without masks on. And now we've already been in. You know, we've already passed go. And she says, well, just ask them if they'll put a mask on and if they won't, remind them to social distance. So I thought, wow, I we totally dodged that bullet, but we were so allowing, you know, we were so in this high frequency of love and appreciation and feeling good that I feel like we didn't have to meet that. So I go to the register, I pay, I'm feeling really great. So go through the rest of my day and I have a dance thing for my daughter, which she's a senior. She's in hip hop dance and we've had no hip hop this year. Like they've practiced, we've done Zooms, they've not been able to perform in person the entire year and most of last year. So, you know, that's heavy on my heart. That feels heavy on my heart. And it one of my greatest joys in life is seeing my daughter dance. It's my favorite thing any of my kids have ever done. She's so good at it. And it's like, I get chills when these kids dance. They're so good. It's so intense. It's such great energy. So the other dance team organized this event and my daughter our team was able to participate in it. And I was so grateful and had so much appreciation for this other dance team coach who didn't feel a lot of fear and felt very strongly that the kids needed to perform and that we needed to watch them, that she put this together and it flowed for her. She was able to get through with it. So I'm sitting in the audience and they have been wearing, mind you, that our team has been wearing masks all year. In fact, they wore masks during the Zoom thing that they did where some of them were dancing by themselves and it made me sad. So I've got some sadness going into this because I'm like, this is my baby. She's a senior. I want to see her face. A lot of hip hop is facials. And my daughter is so good at facials that it's part of the performance that I felt sad was lacking. So I go to the thing and I'm sitting there and I see the other dance team and they're not wearing masks. And I think to myself, I feel a little mad. I feel a little sad. And I start texting my friend who's amazing and is totally into what I'm into. And she said, just let it go. Like just feel the joy and trust that maybe the kids will go up to her and ask her. And I was like, okay. And I was sitting there and they came out completely maskless. And I was like, oh, wow. Like that is so amazing that I was able. So I still had sadness, right? I was still creating what I didn't want. She reminded me in a second I shifted it. And I was like, you're right. I need to just move away from that. So that felt like an instant manifestation because within 5 minutes they were out there in front of me, you know, smiling, seeing their beautiful faces for like the last time at high school. I think she's going to do it after. So that was one of the very cool instant manifestations. And I have a few more. And the way that I do this is many times I will just call something in. So if it has something to do with my kids, like they lost their keys, like my daughter lost her keys the other night and she was freaking out because it was her car key and she has no spare of her car key. And she texted me and I was going to sleep. Like I was literally falling asleep and she's like, "Mom, I lost my keys. I have to go get Kinsley at the airport in the morning. I don't know what I'm going to do." And I didn't even answer her because I was falling asleep. And I just said, "You know, angels help her find her keys." And within 5 minutes, she texted me back and said she found them. So I just call things in, but I call things in from an energy of knowing that they will be received and granted, right? It's like the big genie in the sky. Come on, baby, give me what I'm asking for. So you can do that with anything. And what it does is it calls the energy and focuses the energy towards what you want. And you can do it in an instant. And it doesn't matter how much crap you've had before it. It doesn't matter. But it's important to note, and the reason why I told you about my whole flipping day, the reason why I went through that whole story was because I was in the vibration of joy, exhilaration, love, appreciation. I was already in that energy. So if you're super down and you're super pissed off, you're not going to see that flow of energy. In fact, I have another really wonderful friend who I had walked with the other day and we were talking about the mask thing and stuff. That day, she had gotten yelled at a store for not having a mask on, but she's ready for a fight. You know, she's ready for a fight. She's been fighting this mask thing the whole time. So I thought it was kind of cool. And then the next time I went to the grocery store, I was met by a beautiful employee and I'm the only one in the store. Okay. I live in California. I'm the only one in the store without a mask on. And there's even a sign that says we're still supposed to be wearing them. And I'm just, my soul is done with it. I don't know if you guys can grasp that, but I just know enough to know that this needs to end. And so that I'm getting that, but I'm not willing to fight about it because fighting is going against what we want to create, right? Fighting is not peace. Fighting is not the path of least resistance. So in order for us to back away from that, you know, if I'm asked to put a mask on, I'll do that. In fact, I was sitting next to a woman at the game or at the dance thing, and she had kind of moved away. And she mentioned to me that she was high risk. And I told her that I was safe. I have the antibodies. I'm like, I'm safe. And I don't want to make you uncomfortable. So I kind of scooched over. Like, I'm compassionate, people. You know, I understand. I understand people's fear. And I work on not being triggered by that fear. Okay, let's get back to it because that was a long ass story. Okay. When you're listening and following your intuition, so that means that you're, you know, you've put yourself in a place of getting very clear about what you want. You're listening and following your intuition. So you're not doing anything until you get the green light, until you get the intuition that you should move forward. This is really important. Because if you're just running by the seat of your pants and you're trying to make things happen and you're holding on really tight and you're, you know, just gripping, you know, you guys all know that feeling of gripping and trying to make things happen and being like, "Oh, I want this to happen," right? That slows energy down. So you get very clear and then you don't wait. Waiting is a stalling of the energy. You are in expectation. And in some respects, you just let it go. You let it go and you just let it come. You allow it to come and you watch the energy. I always watch energy because I think I've gone over this before, but I'll just touch on it again because we're doing a basics show today. When you are manifesting and you're paying attention and you're being aware, the energy will always tell you what to do next, where to go next. You don't have to make anything happen. You don't have to, you know, create all this angst around it. When we're creating angst, we're going against what we really want. You can just let it go. Like, do everything you can. That's going to make you feel good. Do everything you can and then let it go. Let it go. And when it comes and you're getting worrisome thoughts and you're feeling the opposite of what you want to create, just breathe. Just breathe and remind yourself, everything is working out for me. Everything is working out for me. There were days when we were, you know, in our financial stuff when we first moved to California that I would have to say that at least 100 times a day. everything is always working out for us. And I would see evidence of it before the end of the day, you know, that mailbox money that would come or people opportunities that I would bump into that I would go, okay, yeah, the energy is flowing in my direction. I can feel it. The energy is flowing in my direction. You can feel, so become aware of shifts of energy. So when you start to feel something flow, become aware of that because you can amp it up by feeling love and appreciation for it and by focusing in the direction of it, by, you know, amping it up, being like, oh yeah, that's awesome that that happened. I'm so excited. I know that's going in the direction of what I'm looking to create and I'm really, really feeling good about it. Okay. Keep this in mind. This is a really important thing to keep in mind. When you're in a situation and it looks like it's not going to work out, and especially when it looks like it's not going to work out, that's when it's going to work out. I have seen it so many times where, and I don't know if it's like a mechanism of the universe for us to just let go, because when we believe something's not going to work out, we just kind of go, oh, that 11th hour creating that I call, like it happens in the 11th hour because you've done everything you can and you get to that 11th hour and you let go. You have to let go. You got to go to bed. You got to forget about it for a little while because you've already done everything you can. So what that does is it calls on your co-creative partnership because you finally let go and allowed the universe to create with you. You finally let go enough to let those opportunities come. This is when your faith needs to up level. This is when you need to say, I know this is working out for me. I know it doesn't look good right now. I know that it doesn't make sense right now for it to work out, but I know this is part of growing my faith. I know this is my leap into expansion and my leap into showing myself what a powerful creator I am. And I know that the only thing that I can do in this moment is to get stronger in my desire by deciding that it's coming true, that it's going to happen, and by letting go. Because when you let go, most of the time things work out in ways that you couldn't have fathomed, like better than you could have ever expected. And because of that, you, when you try to like use your mind to think about how things are going to work out, especially if it's looking like it won't work out, you can create some resistance in there. So just let go. Just let go and let it happen. And we have talked many times about nails in the coffin. And the nails in the coffin basically is the universe's way of getting you to quit the things that are killing you. And it's another way for you to watch energy, because if things are, if you have a situation that's not great and you don't love it and you're still doing it day in and day out, the universe will give you more and more reasons to not like it, to feel like, and to the point where it will either get taken away from you or you will stop doing it because it's so uncomfortable for you to continue doing it that you'll just stop doing it. And that's the nails in the coffin, we call it. Instant manifestation is the absence of doubt. When you don't doubt something, when you put something out there and you go, it has to come, like that's where I feel like I'm at in my life. I know, and I'm so aware of this frequency thing and how I'm feeling in every moment and what I'm putting out there, but I still have emotions, you know? I still feel sad about things. I still grieve for things. There's still things that I'm working on as a human and having this emotional field. So when I know something, like when I really know something is going to work out, it always does. It always does because I'm already in the frequency of it. It's like I'm already creating it. Identity creation is when you start performing as if it's already happened. So that means you start feeling like it. You start dressing like it. You start talking like it. So you no longer talk about the lack of it. You no longer feel the lack of it. You feel more excitement and joy for it because you know it's coming. So when you're in that knowing, then it manifests. You don't feel that huge leap of faith or that huge leap of energy because you've already been in it. It's like the next logical step for you. And that is vibrational alignment. When you align yourself with what you are looking to create and start asking yourself those questions, if I was this person, how would I feel? If I was already living this, how would I act? If I was already living this, what would I be doing? And it's a little bit of fake it till you make it, but it's not, because you're not faking it. You're evoking those real feelings within you, and you're tuning that frequency of the radio station and emitting the vibration. You know, once your vibration lines up with the vibration, the energy of what you're looking to create, boom, it's instant manifestation. It's instant manifestation. So we talked about frequency, dominating the energy. Law of attraction is not what happens to you. It's how you respond to it. That is what actually tells you your point of attraction. And when you dominate the energy, which means you are in decision, you are the decision maker. You are no longer allowing life to have its way with you. You are no longer allowing circumstances to have their way with you, which means, you know, shit's happening and you're not reacting. You're not flying off the handle. You're not triggered. And it's okay if you get triggered. It's okay if you fly off the handle. It's okay. But don't you want to be more of a master of that? Don't you want to be more of a master of your emotions? Because emotions, remember, can be addictive. Because the emotions that we feel, the things that happen that evoke emotion, that we allow that emotion to play out, those have been felt before and are usually attached to a past experience. Our emotions are usually attached to a past experience. And because of that, we can get addicted to them because we've got these hormonal, you know, these hormones that are being released that our cells are used to, that we're, you know, I'm sad. It's just who I am, right? I mean, how many times have you heard that from people who are depressed, right? They don't feel like they have any control over that. And I believe there are moments of depression when you may feel like you have no control over that. And the truth of the matter is that I feel like those are some of our most spiritually awakening moments when we're in the thick of it, when we're in the lowest emotions and we're allowing ourselves to feel and we're working and processing and healing through that. So in order for us to become, create, and identify with something new, right, where we resonate with different energy, we have to become the deliberate creators. We have to say enough is enough. And like, if you're living in a situation where you're getting disrespected all the time, you're the one who has to say enough is enough. Enough is enough. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. That is so powerful when you can put your foot down and say no more. I will not tolerate this. I will not settle. How many of you guys are settling for shit? Settling? No, we want to up level. We don't want to settle. Up level. Don't settle. I like that. So let's reach higher. Let's decide that things are going to go better, that things are going to start going your way if they haven't been up until now, because you're in the driver's seat. You're totally in the driver's seat. I don't care what's happening in your life. You can change it. You can absolutely change it. Your radio station can be different on different subjects. And the reason that I bring this up is because you may be going along your day feeling fine, right? I was feeling fine. And then all of a sudden I lost my shit on my kids, right? Or I lost my shit on this person driving in front of me. I don't know what happened because I was feeling fine. The truth is, underneath the feeling fine, you had some stuff going on. You had some momentum going on that you weren't fully aware of, or you were in a situation where it's, you know, it's triggering something that needs to be healed. But for the most part, if you're just feeling fine, you're probably not setting a whole lot of decision or intention about the way you're feeling. So it's important for you to recognize that and to start taking more of a lead role in your movie, in the movie that you're playing. become aware of thoughts and feelings, especially misery and lack. If you're feeling a lot of misery and lack, like if you're feeling, if you're wishing and hoping and feeling like it's never going to come, you're in the misery and the lack. And the best thing you can do in that situation is just to pull away from it. Pull away from the misery, pull away from the lack, and just start softening yourself. Like start softening your thoughts. Start, you know, looking outside at the sky. Take little moments. I watch these little birds out my window. They just thrill me. I was watching this bird yesterday. You know, I'm like washing dishes and I have this great window and lots of bird feeders. And I'm watching this little bird on a piece of grass. And the grass is like going up and down. And the bird is just like he's having a ride. And I was like, for like a few moments, I just stood there completely present with this little bird. And I thought, wow. This is the magic of life that people miss out on when they're running on this constant, you know, hamster wheel of life where they're not taking the time to be present and they're not taking the time to get out of the mind, get into the body, and get into awareness, like what's happening around us. So if you're feeling a lot of misery and lack, you can go within and work on releasing them. You know, once you go within, and y'all know there's M21 Revolution is a great resource for that. I have shared my excitement about my new project, which is going to be unleashed in the middle of June. I'm so excited about it. And I'll have some emotional release stuff in there for people. And I'll be able to do some healing work and to remove energy. I can actually move energy out of your body. And you can do it as well. It is helpful if you have someone else calling it out, calling it through you, but you can do it as well through M21 Revolution. I have plenty of videos in there for emotional release, but just ask for that misery and lack to be lifted. And then the work now after is to just go and interrupt the thoughts that have to do with misery and lack or any. I had this realization, I think this was last year, that I was constantly in this feeling of, oh, when we're really, really wealthy, I'm going to do this. And when we're really, really wealthy, I'm going to do that. And I could feel my separation from that identity, from that person. I could feel it. And I interrupt thoughts all the time that have to do with that, you know, the opposite of what I'm looking to create. And I, you know, I'm not a selfish person. We're all greedy, right? I'm not a greedy person, but I love luxury. I love wealth. I love higher living. I love traveling. I love the freedom, right? Aren't we all after the freedom? That's really what it is. The freedom to do what we want when we want to do it. That's what abundance really is. It's freedom. So I love those feelings. So in order for me to evoke those feelings and to stay in that vibrational frequency, to tune that radio station to abundance, I have to interrupt those thoughts of, I'm going to do this when? I'm going to feel this when? And just feel it now. Just feel it now. And then put it out there. If I want to do something, it's like, okay, I'm going to do that. It doesn't matter how or when or why. It matters why. That's the only thing that really matters is the why, because your why is the energy. Your why is the energy that will create. So when you have a very strong why and you know why, and you can put yourself in that energy of the why. I want to feel free. I want to feel good. I want to feel like I can do whatever I want. When you do that why stuff, it activates the energy and it puts you in that activation. It allows you to amp that activation up in your field so that you can feel free, so you can feel great, so you can feel abundance, so you can feel love, joy, and all the wonderful things that you, your natural state of being actually are. So. Meditation is the key. I will say that probably until I'm blue in the face. Every day, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I love guided meditations. Joe Dispenza, M21 Revolution on Facebook, and Fred Dodson is also my favorite. Those are like my go-tos for the most part. And sometimes I just do quiet or music. This whole year has been very much guided meditations for me. And it's just what works in the moment. But I did a good solid 10 years of silence, like nothing, where there's just nothing and there's a lot of bliss involved in that. So there's a lot of benefit to either one, whatever like floats your boat, whatever you feel good about, that's the most important thing. Just have a practice. Just have a practice. And remember, it's a practice. So you're going to build that muscle and you're going to get really, I'm not going to say you're going to get really good at it, because I don't like the judgment of good and bad, because there's no such thing as a bad meditation. You're just going to have more ease with it, more flow with it, and you may be getting deeper within it. I always intend to go deeper. That's one thing that I like to intend before I meditate, is I'm going deep, right? Like, I'm going to go deep. I'm digging deep. I'm going down. I'm going in, right? Because when I go deep, that's when I, like, you know, there's feelings of that loss of consciousness where I am in that flow of energy that feels like bliss. I love the bliss. All right. I think I covered everything that I wanted to. I'm pretty sure. I feel good about this show. And I just want you all to know that I really appreciate your love and appreciation. That's something that I have really tuned into recently. And I've noticed a huge evidence of my love and appreciation for life and for others. And every single day I get a message from someone. So if you're doing that, thank you so much. It's just such a wonderful feeling to have people saying, keep going, doing what you're doing, you know, because sometimes when you're doing this kind of work, you can feel like you're out on an island and is anybody really listening to me? And I have not felt that way one time with this show. I have no doubt that this is the direction that I need to be in. And because of that, I've seen a lot of evidence. So thank you. I love you all. If you have questions, if you want help, if you need any sort of assistance, Live Life Golden on Facebook, also on Instagram. You can follow me at Live Life Golden on Instagram. And I also have a website, livelifegolden.com. And very, very soon, there's quite a few of you that have come to me that want to be founding members in my new project. That will be coming very soon. So stay tuned. I love you all. Peace.